Okay, so let's be honest. Who doesn't love hearing about like crazy things that happen at the office?
Oh, yeah.
Like, whether it's just like gossip or, that super awkward moment at the holiday party that we're all secretly waiting for,
Right.
we all kind of live for a little workplace drama.
Right.
But today's deep dive really goes beyond just like the funny stuff. We're going to talk about three stories that our listeners sent us about office dynamics and also relationship boundaries, like when they go wrong.
Okay.
And believe me, these aren't just funny stories. They really make you think about some important stuff about like ethics and how people don't communicate well and how we can separate our work life from our personal life.
That's interesting, like how the workplace can really bring out the best and the worst in
Oh,
people.
for sure. So this first story comes from a company with about 300 employees, and they have this new HR director who's like super enthusiastic and wants to do good things.
Okay.
And she's like really excited about this new online training program that she created. The usual stuff like safety rules and how to be professional and even like how to behave in the kitchen. It's pretty long, like an hour and a half with 10 videos and then a quiz after each video.
Sounds pretty standard. I mean, like a necessary evil, I guess.
Right. But here's where it gets interesting. Our listener, we'll just call them OP. They accidentally found a way to skip stuff in the system.
Oh.
They figured out that if they press Alt plus right arrow, they can skip the videos and even the quizzes.
Oh, no. A cheat code. This is gonna be a mess.
It really does. At first, OP doesn't tell anyone, but then they told their office crush. And, well, you know how office gossip is.
Spreads like wildfire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So pretty soon, the whole office is finishing this training super fast, like they're doing it in 3 minutes when it should take over an hour.
This is where something that seems harmless turns into like a cybersecurity nightmare. You start to wonder not only like how secure is the system itself, but also like what's our responsibility online when we find these shortcuts? Do we report them or is it like finders keepers?
Those are such good questions. And in this case, the consequences are pretty serious. The HR director finds out that everyone basically ignored her training program. And let's just say she did not handle it well.
Oh
It was a
no.
full-on meltdown. Like they had to call an ambulance.
Wow. It's like a harsh reminder that actions in the digital world can have really bad real-world consequences. It also makes you think about the HR director. Did she ever think about designing the system in a way that would prevent this from happening?
Yeah. And it also makes you wonder about OP. Like, was it ethical to share this cheat code,
Yeah.
even if it was an accident?
It really adds to that whole debate about what's okay to do online. Where does personal responsibility end and where does the system's responsibility begin?
Speaking of unclear boundaries, let's move on to story number two. Okay, picture this. It's the company Christmas party. It's 2 a.m., and the open bar has been open for hours.
Oh.
Our listener, OP, is feeling pretty good. Festive, maybe?
I see where this is going.
And they end up talking to the head of HR.
This can't be good.
The head of HR mentions they'll need a cab home soon. And that's when OP makes a decision that will live on forever in company legend. They pull out their spare room key and offer it to the head of HR and suggest a sleepover.
Yikes. Even without all the alcohol, that's just completely inappropriate. It shows a real lack of understanding about professional boundaries and how power dynamics work at the office.
To be fair, the head of HR laughs it off and calls OP out for being unprofessional. But OP is so caught up in the holiday spirit that they don't even remember doing it.
Not remembering makes it almost as bad as actually doing it.
So the next day, back at the office, a friend asks OP if they've been fired yet. Turns out the entire office is talking about this drunken proposition.
The speed of office gossip is amazing.
And get this, when OP finally remembers what they did, they say, and I quote, "I'd probably do it again."
Wow, that's worrying. It seems like they don't understand how to act at work and they don't care about the consequences.
Okay, story number three takes us away from work and into a different kind of minefield: long-term relationships. This is a classic case of opposites attract. Our listener, OP, is not a dog person. Never has been, never will be.
Okay.
But her boyfriend, well, he loves dogs, especially pugs.
Ah, the age-old battle between dog lovers and people who don't like dogs. This could get ugly.
They've been dating for over 4 years, and they recently moved in together. OP makes it very clear that she does not want a dog. She even offers a compromise, saying, maybe one day in the future, but definitely not a pug.
It's super important to set boundaries like that early, especially when it comes to big decisions like getting a pet.
You'd think so, right? But the boyfriend just doesn't give up. He keeps showing her pictures of pugs, saying how cute they are, and even sets up a visit with a breeder.
That's where respecting your partner's boundaries is crucial. He's not listening to her at all and just doing what he wants.
OP is understandably upset. She cries. She begs him not to buy a dog. She even pleads with him in front of his family.
Those are some very clear signs, and he's still not getting it. Makes you wonder about how they communicate and if he really respects her decisions.
She starts to think that he's finally getting the message. Then one day, totally out of the blue, he mentions needing to make some extra money for a playpen he just bought.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. OP asks why he bought a playpen, and he simply says, for the dog. He went behind her back and bought the pug anyway.
Wow. That's a serious betrayal of trust. It's one thing to have different preferences, but it's totally different to disregard your partner's feelings and make a big decision like this on your own.
OP is crushed. She feels totally betrayed and disrespected. And to make matters worse, when she cries in front of his family, they tell her she's being irrational and crazy for not being happy about the dog.
That's just kicking her while she's down. It shows you a lot about the family dynamics and how they're willing to take his side even if it hurts her. This situation goes way beyond just a pug. It's about who has control in their relationship and if they respect each other.
So we have three very different stories, each with its own set of problems. What connections do you see between them?
Well, one thing that stands out to me is how all of these stories show just how important communication is, and also about setting boundaries and understanding that our actions affect other people. Whether it's a problem at work, a drunken mistake, or a relationship conflict, the consequences can be huge. And sometimes those consequences make us face some uncomfortable truths about ourselves and the people around us.
Definitely. Stay tuned, because in part two of this deep dive, we're going to analyze these stories even more. We'll talk about the ethical issues, the communication breakdowns, and if there's any way to fix these messy situations. Welcome back to our deep dive. We're really getting into some tough situations, and I'm really interested to hear what you think as we look closer at these stories.
Yeah, let's go back to that first one with the training hack. It might seem like just a harmless prank at first, but it shows how vulnerable systems can be in this digital age, and it makes you wonder how foolproof do we need to make things.
Right, and how much responsibility do we have when we find these loopholes? I mean, OP wasn't trying to cause trouble. They just stumbled on a shortcut and shared it.
Yeah, but that's where the whole idea of ethical hacking comes in the cybersecurity world. There's a whole group of people who try to find these weaknesses and report them the right way. It's about balancing innovation with security.
So maybe there's a lesson for both sides here. Individuals need to think about how their actions online can have real effects, and organizations need to make security a priority and build systems that can't be easily exploited.
It takes both sides working together, and in this case, the consequences were pretty bad.
Yeah.
The HR director's meltdown shows how emotionally draining these things can be.
It's a reminder that real people put their time and energy into these systems and software.
Speaking of uncomfortable situations, let's talk about that holiday party blunder we talked about, alcohol, and how it can blur the lines at work. But what really surprised me was that OP didn't seem to care about what they did. It's like they don't understand how serious it was.
Yeah, it's like they missed the whole lesson on how to act at work, even if you've had a few drinks. But is it fair to put all the blame on OP? Doesn't the workplace culture play a role too? I mean, some companies encourage that kind of loose behavior at holiday parties.
That's true. Company culture definitely sets the tone. But in the end, we're all responsible for what we do. And in this case, OP crossed a line by propositioning the head of HR, no matter where it happened or how much alcohol was involved.
Makes you wonder if this is something OP does often. Do they have a history of pushing boundaries, or was this just a one-time thing because of the holiday cheer?
That's the question, isn't it? And unfortunately, we don't have enough information to know for sure, but it definitely raises a red flag. If OP really doesn't get why what they did was wrong, then there might be a deeper problem.
So from the awkwardness of the office party, let's switch gears to a different kind of relationship problem, the surprise bug. We talked about how the boyfriend ignored OP's boundaries. Well, what about his family? They seemed to support him and even dismissed OP's feelings.
That's an important point. The family can have a big influence on a relationship for good or bad. In this case, it looks like the boyfriend's family is on his side, which just makes OP feel even more alone and misunderstood.
Yeah, imagine being told you're irrational for being upset that your partner completely ignored what you wanted.
It's incredibly invalidating, and it makes you wonder about how they communicate and solve conflicts in their relationship if they can't even agree on something as basic as getting a pet. How will they deal with the bigger challenges that come up in any long-term relationship?
It's a tough situation. On one hand, you want to believe that love conquers all, but on the other hand, you have to wonder if this is a sign that they're just not compatible.
Exactly. Sometimes what seems like a simple difference of opinion, like whether or not to get a pug, actually points to a much bigger problem, a lack of respect for each other's needs and a breakdown in communication.
So we've talked about personal responsibility flaws in systems, workplace culture, family dynamics, and the challenges of compromise in relationships. What do you think is the most important takeaway from all these stories?
I think what connects these seemingly different stories is the idea of unspoken expectations. In each scenario, there was a mismatch between what one person expected and what the other person did, whether it's assuming a system will be secure, that a coworker will act appropriately, or that a partner will respect your boundaries. These unspoken expectations can lead to big conflicts and disappointments.
It makes you realize how important it is to be clear about what you expect and what you need, and to be willing to have those tough conversations, even when they're uncomfortable.
Absolutely, because sometimes the things we don't say are the very things that can ruin our relationships, both at work and in our personal lives.
And sometimes those unspoken expectations can have serious consequences, as we've seen in these stories. But what I find interesting is that even in these messy situations, there's a glimmer of hope.
Oh,
Well,
so.
the fact that these listeners wrote in to share their stories shows that they want to understand and maybe even find a solution. It shows that they're willing to look at their own actions and ask for help in dealing with these complicated situations.
That's a good point. It shows that people can grow and change, even when they've made mistakes.
And welcome back to the last part of our deep dive. We've talked about a lot of stuff from accidental training hacks to surprise pugs, and it's clear that not talking about what we expect can lead to some really difficult situations. But before we finish up, I'm curious about, is there any way to fix things after these kinds of conflicts happen?
That's the big question, isn't it? And I think the answer is like most things in life, it depends.
On what?
Well, it depends on the people involved and if they're willing to admit that they played a part in the conflict. So in that first story, for example, the HR director needs to really look at how secure the training system is. And OP needs to think about if what they did was ethical, can they both learn from this and move on, maybe? But it takes being self-aware and wanting to change.
What about that awkward moment at the holiday party? Can OP fix things after propositioning the head of HR?
That one's a little tougher because what OP did was pretty serious and they didn't seem to care at first, so it's harder to go back to how things were. It would take a lot of soul searching on OP's part, a sincere apology, and a real change in how they act.
And even then, there's no guarantee that the head of HR or anyone else in the office will forget what happened. Reputations can be pretty fragile.
Definitely. And that brings us to the surprise pug. This one depends on whether the boyfriend can understand how betrayed OP feels. Can he see past his own wants and really get how his actions hurt their relationship?
And it's not just about him, right? His family's reaction matters too. Can they change their perspective and support OP and make her feel heard?
If they can't, it makes it really tough for OP because she feels like she's constantly fighting against both of them.
It reminds me of those advice columns where people write in with these crazy relationship problems, and
Yeah.
you're just like, how did it even get this bad?
Usually it happens slowly over time, unmet needs, miscommunication, and a gradual loss of trust. The surprise pug, the drunken proposition, the training hack, they might seem like isolated events, but often they're signs of deeper issues in our relationships.
So what can we do to stop these situations from getting out of control?
It might sound simple, but clear and honest communication is key. We need to be comfortable talking about our needs, our expectations, and our boundaries, and we need to be willing to listen when others do the same. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about figuring out how to live and work together peacefully, whether it's at work or in our personal lives.
And sometimes that means having tough conversations. Sometimes it means walking away from situations that just aren't working anymore.
Exactly. Knowing when something is too broken to fix is just as important as knowing when to try to save it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I hope our listeners are taking away more than just some funny office stories. These stories, as crazy as they might sound, teach us a lot about how to deal with the ups and downs of human relationships.
They remind us that even when things are tough, we can always learn and grow, whether it's learning from our mistakes, setting clearer boundaries, or communicating better. We all have the power to build stronger and happier connections with the people in our lives.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Listeners, remember, even the messiest situations can teach us something if we're open to it. And hey, if you have a story of your own, we'd love to hear it. Until next time, stay strong with your boundaries and keep those lines of communication open.